Even small causes bring big results. Even small causes bring big results. You stub your toe and you think that is a small cause. And you instantly say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. I'm whole and perfect. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And an instant later, you're off on another adventure. The stubbed toe is forgotten and long away from your attention. It was a small thing. However, it could have been a big thing. You could have worried about your toe. You could have said that your toe is not doing well. You could have said that your toe is beginning to swell. Your toe is all red. You could be labeling something that you don't really want to experience as a small cause. Now, what cause do you want to experience? Well, you want to experience the idea that you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, and your ideal spirit, mind, and body is fantastic. Your ideal spirit, mind, and body is outstanding, amazing. Your ideal spirit, mind, and body is beyond imagination. It is fabulous. That's what your ideal spirit, mind, and body is, and how wonderful that is. But how can it be that way unless you put the cause in motion? Unless you say how you want your spirit, mind, and body to be. You have to make the decision. I have to make the decision. Even small causes bring big results. And I am going to be very careful about every small cause I put in motion in my life. I'm going to be very careful about everything that I think about, everything that I give my attention to, everything that goes on in my world, because I am putting a small cause in motion by doing that. And I'm bringing big results when I allow myself to concentrate on that. Now, sometimes people like to read murder mysteries. They like to watch murder mysteries on television. They like to see the shows. Now, watching such things is bad or good, depending upon where your attention is. If your attention is on the story theme and how it is being solved, you are doing something interesting for yourself. But if your attention is on the unhappiness or the impropriety that's going on, if your attention is on the meanness or the hatefulness or the ugliness of the situation, then you're right there in its ugliness, meanness, and hatefulness. These are small causes that happen to us in our everyday life. We remember the story so well about the little child who came to his mother and said, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. And the mother, rather than being upset about this and saying to herself, this is my son, he should never talk to me that way, should never be disrespectful, never. Well, the mother is understanding. And she doesn't give power to the disrespect because she knows it's not real, because she does not have disrespect in her life. So what she says to the child, she says, well, sweetheart, what seems to be the problem? And they have a discussion for a few minutes until he finally gets down to brass tacks. And then he tells her. Now, if she had let that small cause make her unhappy, if she had let that small cause be something real, something that is terrible, that he should not disrespect his parents, his elders, or whomever, then she doesn't know where she's going. She's going down the wrong road. She's empowering his negativity rather than the positive boy, the positive attitude, the positive person that stands behind the remarks that are made. And she says to him, what seems to be the problem, again and again, until he finally tells her. And then the problem is something that he thinks he cannot handle, he thinks he cannot solve, because it is something beyond his ability. And so He knows he can get to his mother. He knows he can holler at his mother. He knows he can do things to her, and then he'll get an instant response, which is what he wanted to have. But when his mother does not respond to him the way he wants to be responded to, but she responds to him the way she wants to respond, then goodness, right action, peace, balance, and harmony come out of it. And then it is true, it is understood, there are no small causes. There are no little things that can be a problem. There are no things that are upsetting there. There are no things that are destroying the relationship between the mother and child. And the child is able to take hold of himself and say, what is really the problem here? What is really what's bothering me? What is really what's making me unhappy? And what's making him unhappy is his attitude about something. His attitude about what's going on in his life, his attitude about what's going on in his world. We have these things happening to us all the time. Whether we're watching an action movie or whether we are seeing an action event going on in our life, whether we see cars going about to crash into one another, we say all is in divine order, all is peace. We say that. We don't say that we're causing that to be peaceful, we're causing that to be harmony. We're saying that's what we see. That's what we are. We're taking those small events that are happening constantly in our world, the small causes that are constantly coming into our attention, and we're not letting them bring any kind of result except the big result that we are. The great giant sequoia trees in the California forests are big, and they have big pine cones, and those pine cones do not release their seed unless they have been burned. This seems like an unfortunate way to handle it, but it's the way that nature has caused that species to develop itself. And so that pine cone finds itself lying there for years, for hundreds of years perhaps. And then a big fire comes along, and pop, out comes the seed, and out comes the little tree growing up to be another giant sequoia, another giant redwood tree, another giant tree of the forest. And if we look at it, we say, gee, that's terrible. Yeah, that's terrible that it's got to go through that fierce arrangement before it can finally pop out its seed and become that which it is. Well, it doesn't feel that it's terrible. It doesn't feel bad at all. It just knows that it's a small cause and it brings big results. And it knows that that's just part of its nature. Now, if that seed in its own inner consciousness, and it could, if that seed could say to itself, I want to instantly be a giant tree, that seed would instantly be that giant tree. We have small causes that bring big results in our life, and we want these small causes to be glorious causes of our choice. We want them to be harmony in our personal life and in our family life and in our relationships with everyone. We want that personal cause to be something so fantastic that you look at it and you are astounded at the age of the giant tree. You're astounded at the magnificence of it and how it is untouchable by the fire that opens up the pine cone. You know all of these things and you know all of these wonderful things. You think of the Egyptians, and you think of how they went through the periods of time and action, and how they left great reservoirs of knowledge and wisdom in the hieroglyphics that they gave. And the Aztecs did the same thing. Well, why did they have a story to leave for humanity? A story to leave long after they themselves were no longer around. Because they did these little causes, and these little causes told the world, hey, all is okay. It's okay. It's in peace. It's in balance. It's in harmony. Just let go and let these things happen. And today, as mankind reads these hieroglyphics, he is illumined, he is uplifted, and he is confused sometimes because their dream for themselves, their ideal for the world, their reference to what went on in their lifetime illumines us, and their small causes have become our big results. You can look at the big results in your life and say to yourself, all is good and all is very good, and love it, and know that that is who you really are. That's who I am, and I love it. Have a great day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.